they're generating about $13 million in cash, additional cash has been generated at the hospital through the first 5 months of this fiscal year. Take a look at what important, and of course in everybody's mind, is how tuition is performing through the first half of the year. This is through October, but essentially would reflect essentially the total for the collections for the first semester. Again, a total budget of $834 million for the year for tuition for the university across all campuses. Our collections are running essentially, we're right at the halfway mark as far as the billing and collections. As you can see from what we have billed and what has been collected, it's very very close. We basically have collected substantially all that has been billed. The one thing that this does show is that we still do have, compared to last year, we still have $31 million of MAP payments that are still due us, and that's that little green piece, compared to about $28 million was the same number last year, which was collected by the end of the year, by the end of the calendar year. I wanted to basically use tuition as a segue into an item that's before you this morning, or going to be this afternoon, is basically a resolution. And it is a resolution, and it's going to be item 1A on your agenda. And it's really an attempt to for the board to further establish and stabilize a tuition setting mechanisms going forward in an effort to hopefully improve predictability of tuition for the university. Again, our common goals in putting together this resolution, certainly always to sustain our academic quality and our affordability of our institution. Second goal always in setting our tuition in combination with our budget process is to meet our crucial operating needs, meet our mandatory costs that we have to deal with. And one of the things that tie tuition is basically meeting our requirements for supplemental financial aid that basically is tied to the tuition. So we basically have those crucial needs for the university that go to the tuition decision. I think the mainstay of the resolution is really to try to keep tuition flat on an inflation-adjusted basis. I think that's really what we'd like to gear this resolution to. I think it would basically say, I would want to say the resolution also makes it, though subject to basically a keen eye at where state support is, and basically that can enter into a factor that can enter into that decision, as well as the efforts that with regard to cost reduction that we're talking about. And I get a further preview of that or a report from Avich Ghosh in a few moments. So I think that these are our key goals. Our motivations for doing this on my last slide, Joe, I think is really to provide an additional framework for the university administration for current and future year tuition recommendations. I think that this basically is going to give us more specificity to the tuition rate setting process. There is on the books, I think it's interesting that we have a general tuition policy on the books from 1995, was the last time I think the board officially reviewed it, and which basically kind of sets out some of the general parameters for setting tuition, but this provides much more specificity. I think the second thing is we have to recognize that the tuition practices are a vital element of the financing of public education. I mean, that's, more of a fact of life, but we have to give it great scrutiny. The third, and constantly repeat this, of course, is to keep the affordability and quality of the state's flagship university. This is always going to be of critical importance to us. The next item, understand that students and families prefer a consistent and clear, timely, and predictable understanding of tuition practices. Again, so this will provide some predictability so that going forward with regard to the tuition setting. Also, that we recognize that faculty recruitment and retention issues are critical to maintain the quality of the university. When the core of the resolution really is to consider the level of state support, any cost reduction initiatives that we are engaged in to basically factor into the decision, and really to preserve the pricing power as measured by inflation within the tuition recommendation. Again, I think that the primary driver of the calculation will be essentially looking to an inflation index, an appropriate price index in setting tuition, You know, there's a number of indices that we could look at. Some of the ones that are talked about CPI and something called HEPI, which is the Higher Education Price Index, which is a commonly used indice for higher education. So that is another index that could be looked at. But again, looking at that as the key driver for the calculation. But again, looking also to how is state support affecting the tuition decision, as well as our cost initiatives, our cost reduction initiatives that are going on at the university. Bottom line, I hope that this would facilitate short-term and long-term planning for students, parents, and for the university. So that's the motivation for the resolution that'll be before you today.
Any questions, Walter? You want to move on into the cost reduction initiatives that have been undertaken?
Okay, that would be moving on to the.
You know what? I thought we might take a break at this time and then come back to that. Would that be okay?
Certainly with me.
Okay.
But who am I to say?
I'm sensing a consensus.
10-minute break.
Yeah, 10-minute break. Is that okay? Thank you all.
Thank you.
Start the meeting again. I believe Walt Knorr's report has concluded.
Thank
you very much, Ed. Maybe we can turn it over to you, Mike.
Let me make an introduction here. The next segment of the board meeting will talk about academic programs and also administrative programs. We'll begin with the administrative programs. And by that, I mean the ARR report. We've been working very hard over the last 6 or 7 months to begin the process of implementing the recommendations that came out of that report. As you know, the report altogether looks to administrative efficiencies that could save the university in due course about $60 million. I'm actually thinking that we might be able to get a high as $100 million. And once we've implemented these reforms, these efficiencies, it'll be a constant and on. We're not going to just do it and then forget about it. Come back to it in 10 more years when we have some kind of financial problem and need to restart it. We're going to have a continuous process of ongoing quality improvement. When I came, I asked Stan Eikenberry to lead the effort, to chair what's called the ARR Steering Committee, which consists of the chancellors, myself, the vice presidents. And Stan did that, but now he's moved on to a deserved rest in Florida. So I asked Vice President Abhijit Ghosh to take on these responsibilities, and he now directs the implementation of the ARR recommendations. And I just remind you that these are designed to better integrate certain back office functions across the university so that we can provide, I hope, and expect better service and do so at less cost to the university. I think about every 6 months we'll come back to the board with your permission, Mr. Chair, and give you an update on how we're progressing. And that's our intention here today. I'm going to ask Vice President Abhijit Ghosh. Abhijit, can you come to the main table or stand up at the podium if you'd like, wherever you're comfortable? Okay, that'd be fine. And he'll walk you through what we have done on these ARR recommendations so far, including the first signs of some real cost savings. And after that, we'll move on. I'll introduce the chancellors.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Chair, members of the board, I am very pleased on behalf of the president to give you an update on our efforts at improving our administrative services. And I'd like to start as a way of summary to note that there's some broad-scale initiatives to improve the effectiveness of our administrative services that's been going on for quite some time. But as the president mentioned, earlier in 2010, in July of 2010, he made this one of the top priorities for the institution right now. And since then, we have really redoubled our efforts to, and very constructively and systematically, trying to implement some of these recommendations. The effort is led by the senior administrators of this university, with the president himself being very importantly integrated with this whole process. There are multiple projects that have already been initiated, and very significant savings have already been achieved to date. And what I'd like to do today is to provide you a little background to what the efforts are going on. First of all, there's a very organized leadership effort that has been established. As the president mentioned, there's a steering committee which heads this effort, which is chaired by President Hogan and the chancellors and the vice presidents, and the chair of the university senate's conference participates in that steering committee. The steering committee's role is to sort of lead the overall implementation effort. It sets the priorities and also approves different projects that are proposed at different times. The implementation effort has been carried on in a number of areas by very specific functional teams. These are university-wide teams which are charged to design and implement very specific initiatives and manage those initiatives and make sure that we are meeting those expected outcomes from those. There are four such groups that have been established so far. A group for information technology and procurement, those were established in August of 2010. And then two other groups for capital programs and human resources were established in, those were established in November of 2010. I apologize for the mistake in the slide. I'd like to give you an example, for example, what we're doing in our strategic procurement services. As you can imagine, the goal here is to really take advantage of the university's scale as a buyer. The university buys a lot of different kinds of things every year to carry on its business. Some are very specific, for research purposes, there's only very few options, but we also buy a lot of very frequently purchased goods, like office supplies and computer supplies and things like that. So, in the area of frequently purchased goods, especially, we want to take advantage of the university scale. So one of the goals here is to develop some of these strategic purchasing contracts where any buyer from the university can take advantage of that, and to really try to create a web-based cataloging system so that any buyer from the university, a department, or a business unit who needs those supplies can access that web-based catalog and can purchase off a contract that has been negotiated for the entire university. And this leads to efficiencies in two ways. First of all, you can negotiate lower prices, lower costs for those products when you negotiate a larger contract. Secondly, it also reduces the transaction cost that goes on. When people use these contracts, there's electronic payment processes, electronic reimbursement processes, which are much more efficient way of doing things than each individual trying to submit reimbursements, the time it takes to make all those kinds of different payments. And so our goal here is to sort of expand the portfolio of strategic purchasing contracts we have for frequently purchased goods, and also then expand the use of those contracts by people across the university. So far, we have about 60 purchasing agreements that are currently in place. Some as a university, some in part as members of larger consortiums than universities, like all the Illinois Public Education Group or the Big Ten Group, and groups like that. We form consortiums to even leverage even further our buying power. And new ones are being added continuously. Well, just to give you two examples, very recently we added a new office supply strategic contract. And we estimate that the savings potential from this one single contract is about $2.5 million a year. Similarly, a new computer contract could lead to savings of about $1.7 million a year. It's important to also realize that the savings is not just coming to one department or the procurement department, but it's being every unit within the university who are making those purchases are benefiting from those lower costs and lower transaction costs. So far, the utilization of this web-based strategic contracting system is up about more than 130% over the same period last year, the first 6 months of this year, compared to the first 6 months of last year, we're moving in the right direction in terms of this initiative. If we just look at the first quarter of this fiscal year, our strategic purchasing efforts in this area have